You're listening to SBS News.
A senior official with New South Wales Health has told an inquiry into the Ruby Princess that not disrupting the travel plans of some of the passengers influenced the decision on whether to allow them off the ship. When the ship docked in Sydney earlier this year, about a dozen COVID-19 swabs had been taken, but rather than wait for the results to come back, the passengers were allowed to disembark. Under questioning from Commissioner Brett Walker SC, the Chief Human Biosecurity Officer with New South Wales Health, Dr. Sean Tobin, conceded concern about flight connections influenced the decision.
What is it that was weighing against waiting and seeing?
I think it was the a concern for the passengers primarily.
So they could get home to their own bed, as it were?
Well, to their flight.
To their flight?
Yeah. Certainly, when we...
What, to sit next to somebody else on an aeroplane? Without a mask, I assume. Is that right?
People are well, possibly, yes.
The vessel became Australia's largest source of coronavirus infections and has been linked to at least 22 deaths. New South Wales has not recorded any cases of community transmission for more than 2 weeks. The state has had 3 new cases in the past 24 hours, which were returned travellers in hotel quarantine. There's still some community spread in Victoria, with 2 of the 4 new cases detected by routine testing, but they're not linked to any known outbreaks. A group of tourism operators has mounted a High Court challenge against the Queensland Government's border closure, arguing it's unconstitutional. But Queensland's Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says the border closure will be assessed each month as planned.
First and foremost, our concern is the health of Queenslanders. We are seeing a fantastic health response here in Queensland, and we do not want to see a second wave.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has called on all states to open their borders by the end of July. He made the comments in Parliament in response to a question about Virgin Australia's administrators warning the sale of the airline could fail unless there are changes to aviation industry support measures.
We need to get planes flying around Australia. And if you want to see planes flying around Australia, Mr. Speaker, we need to open up these domestic borders.
The federal government says it doesn't have any plans to take more workers off the JobKeeper payment before it responds to a Treasury review of the program next month. On Monday, childcare workers were told they'd be taken off JobKeeper from July the 20th. Finance Minister Matthias Cormann says the government's response to the review will probably be made public when Treasurer Josh Frydenberg provides an economic update on July the 23rd. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese says the government is deliberately wanting to delay its response to the review until after the Eden Monaro by-election in New South Wales.
The government have said they will receive the review in June, but they won't release it until July, after the July 4 by-election for Eden Monaro. This is a government that hides from transparency. It should release the review when they get it. The only reason why they're delaying it is after the Eden Monaro by-election.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.